There's 13 second cousins, and there's uncles by the dozen. They play as long as Papa pays the bills. And it's getting more expensive. It's time that they expand. The big bass farms and the tour. USA was luring, so old Papa said, I'm touring. Chicago and New York and Louisville. Up because they don't play baseball. In Brooklyn, they were banned. The big bass farms and the tour.
Sensational new plastic portables. And the good word is that they'll be arriving at your Philco dealer any day now. You can't miss them when they do, because their slick, streamlined plastic cases are real eye-catchers. A fashion flash in your choice of four different colors. You get real powerhouse Philco performance, too. And at an amazing new low cost for Philco quality in a portable radio. If you're always on the go, get the new battery-only model. Or if you can use a handy extra radio around the house, too, that's on one of the three-way jobs. It's play on battery or plug into the house turn, either AC or DC. Indoors or out, these new Philcos are as faint for your smart set with a smart set. And top for your money in portable radios from Philco, the leader.
I recorded this round recently with the Andrews sister. Haven't got the Andrews gals loose tonight, but we got the rhythm airs. They walk along pretty good.
Come on along, keep me to be. Don't let it trouble you. Come on and live a life of ease. At the flying W. Come on along and keep it free. Don't let it trouble you. Come on and be just as you please.
I'm
the flying W. Come on along, keep it free.
Come on along,
don't let it trouble you.
Come on along,
come on and live a life of ease.
At the time, W.
Forget it and don't you try.
doggy, come on along, come on and do the doggy please. At the bound of the moon, at the bound of the beautiful of the world.
There's a young lady here to see you.
A guest?
Oh, well,
good.
No, I don't know if she's a guest star exactly. She's got better girlfriend. Gladys the Bush Girl.
Oh, Gladys.
How are you?
Fine, but boy, you're in trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah, Justin is on his way over here, and I walked over to warn you.
What happened?
Well, Jack and I had a date after his rehearsal, and I was standing across the street from when these things and Jack showed up. He was in a very romantic mood. In fact, I've never seen Jack so long.
Gladys. Maybe it's the moon, maybe it's the stars, maybe it's the fragrance of the night. But I want to say something to you I've never said to any other girl.
What's that?
I'd like to buy you a drink.
I accept.
Well, let's go in here to Tom Brenneman's. They've got a lovely cocktail lounge.
Oh, there it is now.
Oh, there's Tom Brenneman over there.
Hiya, Tom.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
And hello, young lady.
Oh, this is my girlfriend, the Gladys Bisco.
Well, it's a real pleasure to know you, Mr. Bisco.
Well,
Tom,
but I wish you'd keep your hands to yourself.
Well,
Tom,
I'll tell you Gladys is only trying to pin an orchid on you.
For a little drink.
Oh, fine. Well, if I may offer a suggestion, you know, Phil Harris comes in here a lot. He seems to like our champagne.
Champagne?
Mm-hmm.
No, it tickles my nose. Now, I just have some muscatel.
Okay, but Phil always likes champagne.
Well, he's got two shows. Just muscatel.
Will the lady have the same?
No, bring the lady her own glass of muscatel.
I'm sorry you wouldn't go for champagne, Jack. I wanted to buy your kids a drink.
Huh?
I said I wanted to buy you a drink.
Well, why did you come right out and say so instead of setting a trap?
Oh, come on, Jack. Have a drink on me. Wait till that call is 29, please.
Jack, I have to run along now. Take care of the business too. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, thank you, Tom. You got it. Isn't this romantic? Soft light, champagne.
But they have an office in the other room.
It's cozy here.
But
if
you... care for some music, there's a jukebox over here in the corner.
Oh, wonderful. How about playing something?
Okay, where do I find a nickel?
Let's see. Now, here. I've got one. See, what have we got here? Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
The Andrew sisters, you know, three of them, the four Mills brothers. The first spot, I wonder how many spots.
Oh, here's Fred wearing Swim Club. There's a buy if I ever saw one.
There must be 100 of them. What's the life?
All right, it's your night, I'll play Crosby.
So what are you writing for? Why don't you put your nickel in?
I was just wondering,
Gladys, all those people sitting around, do they get to hear it too?
Honestly, some people go through life listening to the other fellow's nickel.
Jack, you're a good star.
Oh, that's right. I guess I was only kidding.
Hey, come on, everybody. I want you all to listen. Here goes. Maybe my ticket will come back.
Well,
it's got to play. My nickel is in there. It's got to play. Maybe if I take it a little.
Hey, Bart. Hey, you. What are you trying to do?
Look, waiter, I put a nickel in this machine and the record wouldn't play.
Well, I've got nothing to do with that machine. You'll have to see the owner, Mr. Brenneman.
Mr. Brenneman?
Oh, my friend Tom. Oh, yeah. Where's Tom? He just stepped out. Stepped out. He's cruised out.
The nickel, right? Just as I thought. You're with that jukebox now.
Well, be careful, Jack. I know the story because your friend Dad is here.
You tell me all about it. Dad, if I don't need any help from you, it's my problem. I'm old enough to stand on my own two feet.
You're old enough to fall down.
Never mind. I'm not interested in what you call, and I want Bing to hear my side of the story. The true side. And I've got witnesses to prove.
Oh, Jeff, what do you want to do, make a whole big case out of this?
I'm not making a big case out of anything. I simply want to tell you very calmly what took place. Now, here's exactly what happened, Your Honor. I mean, Ben. Now, look, Ben. Through a mechanical fault in this music vending machine, I was obliged to forfeit a payment I had made in advance to hear you sing a song. Now, since I didn't get to hear that song, I feel that some kind of financial adjustment is in order.
Well, frankly, Jack, I don't see why I should be obligated to compensate you for your loss.
Mr. Crosby, do you not receive revenue from a certain mechanical device? Patent number 327849. Commonly known as the jukebox.
Jack, I'm not affiliated with any jukebox company. The money I receive through this medium, I get indirectly.
Then give me my nickel back indirectly. Give it to Gladys and she'll hand it to me.
See what we're arguing about here, Jack. Why don't you forget about it?
Forget about it?
Yeah.
Look, Ben, let's reverse the situation. Supposing I had put a violin solo on a record, mm-hmm. and that record was placed in a jukebox. Mm-hmm. You put a nickel in the jukebox. The record got stuck, and you didn't get to hear my violin solo. How would you feel? Well, let's take another example. Think about your conscience.
My conscience?
Every time you see a nickel, you'll think of me.
Oh, that is important.
Then, believe me, it isn't the money. It's the principle of the thing. Don't you see? Look, the sign on that machine said one song for 5 cents. Our country was founded on honest representation. It's a right of legitimate bargain. It's a Louisiana purchase. It's Paul Revere's right to Lexington. It's Dewey at Manila. It's the spirit of 76. You see, Bing, I'm not just fighting. I'm not fighting for my nickel. I'm fighting for American tradition. I'm fighting for the Constitution. I'm fighting for George Washington at Valley Forge.
What, again?
I'm telling you, Bing, I'll never rest until this matter is cleared up.
Well, Jack, I've just been pretending to be stubborn. I've had a lot of fun at this expense tonight, but you do have a legitimate beef. And I want to
swear. Oh, thank you. I mean, thank
you. You put a nickel in a jukebox.
Right.
I was supposed to sing a song you didn't hear.
Right.
You didn't get your nickel back.
Right, see?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sing that song for you.
See. You mean
instead of giving me that nickel, you're going to stand here and sing a song?
Yeah. How can a guy be so cheap? Love is funny. Good thing or it's bad, but beautiful, beautiful to take it from. And if you fall, you fall, and I'm thinking I wouldn't mind. Or it's real. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking
trying to pick out a number. student.
Oh, well, I think I know a good number. I'll play humorette.
Okay, I may join in on that.
No, Bing, you see, there's no vocal.
I mean on the cymbal.
Oh, you play the cymbal?
Certainly. I used to play on a live baseboat off of Hermosa Beach.
Looks pretty good on television.
And those clothes? Why not?
Color? Well, funny that you mentioned television, Bing. You know, I was in the radio store the other day looking at the new show called.
And what did you buy?
A package of Lucky Strike cigarettes. In fact, you might go in a radio store and buy Lucky Strike because you have great control. But I'd like to say with everybody else, it's LSMFC, Lucky Mighty Fine Television. You stole that from us.
Because it fits Philco so well. Mighty fine television, mighty fine radio. Either way, it's C-H-I-L-C-O. And the big news in mighty fine television is that now you can get genuine Philco television for a sensational new low price. In fact, the lowest price ever for a Philco television. Only $199.50, plus $1.35 federal tax and the installation cost. And man, that's really bringing the cost of television down. Right down where everybody can afford this great new kind of home entertainment. And make no mistake, despite its low cost, this new Philco cable model is a full-size, high-quality television receiver. Nothing skimped, nothing left out. Yet you can get it at the lowest possible price for which a quality television receiver can be built. Gives you brilliant pictures for shot, for clear, for real. Compare this new Philco 700 and let your eye be the judge. Get yours now and get set for the baseball season. Buy it for as little as 10% down at your Philco dealer.
Yes, Grant. Thank you a lot.
That was the last number in the second series.
Oh, wait, Grant. It's my program. That's yours.
Oh, pardon me. I'm so absent-minded.
Who'll be back next week?
Well, next week, Janet, we have a very jolly program with Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Stewart?
Cut that out. Does Jimmy Stewart buy you champagne?
And thanks very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week. We're Bing Crosby, John Scott Stoddard, and DeCarson City with the mayors and Bing Guest, Jimmy Stewart. And keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.